government over many, many years has just basically ignored Gaeltacht, Bridge Sheeran Le Galaire, Gan the Tarragat, Gan Bay Mochurrer and Gaeltacht. And you can't ignore a community and not invest our taxpayers' money back into the Gaeltacht and expect the language to thrive. That's not how it works, because families and individuals are leaving. They're looking to move to the bigger cities, or the case for our own Gaeltacht here, to Australia, Abu Dhabi, Scotland or England, and they're settling there and they're not returning home. And if you don't have the population from a young age living and rearing their families in the Gaeltacht, of course the numbers are going to fall. And that's solely down to the policy of government, which is basically ignore the Gaeltacht, except give it a tokenistic gesture every year when it comes to Seachtain na Gaeilge.
Talk us through the specifics as to why families are struggling to settle in Gaeltacht areas.
Well, the difficulties is, and look, we had a meeting this week in relation to buying houses, renting houses. There ain't no houses to rent. And if they are, they're of colossal money, between 12 and 1,500 euros a month, which is out of the reach of any working family or any individual that would want to stay at home. The cost of living, the cost of actually building a home, you might have land from your parents or your grandparents or uncles or aunties that would afford you a site, but the cost of building that house is, it's way beyond the reach of many people who, unfortunately, we have a low wage base here. And it's a combination of many things, and for us, we also need the services. We need the childcare. You know, you need the infrastructure to be built so children can walk to school safely. You know, you need the other facilities like cinemas and all the things that family now expect to have that they're getting from outside and Gaeltacht, maybe in Australia, and the standard of life is maybe a wee bit different, and some might suggest it's better. And for us, the Gaeltacht, it's us that are losing the brain drain, the people that we know and we love, and families watching their grandchildren over Skype and not seeing them for a couple of years. It's so sad. But the reality is that the government was told in 2007, when the report came out, that unless there was dramatic steps taken, that the Gaeltacht, that the Gaelic would die, and here we are.